It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has ordered businesses to reduce the number of people physically present in the workplace. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
He told non-essential businesses to cut the number of workers in the office by 50% and more if possible. He urged them to have multiple shifts, spread people out, and have people telecommute. Polis said he expects private businesses to comply with the order by Tuesday. He also once again urged Coloradans to proactively stay home whenever possible. Polis said that while the state was not wielding enforcement authority to keep people at home, there is a more severe authority.
There is a far greater enforcement authority in these matters, and his name is the Grim Reaper.
He said individual actions are a life and death matter. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Social distancing has reduced the number of real estate showings for houses in Metro Denver. On average, the area has about 7,000 showings per week. Last week, there were only 4,600 showings in the metro area. Heather Heyer of Live Sotheby's International Realty says there is a solution for that.
With our seller's permission, we can do what is termed virtual showings, meaning that the buyer's agent would go into the home and use a FaceTime application.
Heyer says home prices have not gone down because Denver is still a hot market and there's not enough supply for the demand. Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton wants to improve the federal response in mass emergencies, especially to care for the elderly and the homeless. He's introduced a bill requiring federal housing officials to share data with federal health officials to find potential COVID-19 hotspots.
Protecting the most vulnerable has been and continues to be a top priority for our nation. And this bill will continue to improve the speed at which we're able to deliver care and information to them.
Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton. House members aren't expected back in Washington, D.C. until a third coronavirus relief package is ready for a vote.